Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On last week's episode, we talked about some of the ins and outs of finding a job, especially from the perspective of a visually impaired person. But what if you have more of an entrepreneurial spirit? That's what this week's show is about.
There's more to know about running or starting your own business than at first may be apparent, including there may be some pitfalls of which you are not aware. We'll speak with Colleen Wunderlich, director of the Hadley Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship, about Hadley's training resources geared to help you become a successful entrepreneur. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Colleen Wunderlich.
There are obvious reasons why a business will succeed or fail and why the person may or may not be cut out to be in business for themselves. And I really think that before anything, person needs to figure out whether or not they're meant to be self-employed, whether or not they have it in them to be an entrepreneur. And are they willing to take risks? And do they have the capacity to take risks? Or maybe they need to develop the capacity to take risks, meaning that they need to find investors or save money for their venture. Just because it can't be done today doesn't mean it can't be done in the future. Ideas have to do with timing, and sometimes you have an idea and you have to know when the right time is to bring it out. So there's a lot of factors, and we really do help people discern some of those factors. We don't have all the answers, but we certainly help give people a start in that direction.
And the rest of this show will feature Colleen describing some other great tips and advice for people who want to start their own business, and also some of the training that's provided by Hadley that will be even more useful.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Guide Dog Foundation, training and placing guide dogs for over 70 years, providing independence, enhanced mobility, and companionship to people who are visually impaired or have other special needs at no personal cost. To learn more about their programs or to apply for a guide dog, visit www.guidedog.org. Let's start by meeting Colleen and learning a bit about the Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Now, if you want to learn more about their general programs, we did an entire episode last year about what was then called the Hadley School, and that's number 1543, and you can find that in our archives on our website at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
I'm Colleen Wunderlich. I'm the director of the Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship here at the Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. You know, we changed our name. We used to be Hadley School for the Blind. Now we're Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. But we're still Hadley, and I don't think anyone really notices that we changed our name.
Is there some significance to the new name?
Yes. Institute, when we did the studies with Leo Burnett, advertising firm, they found that Institute sounds more professional. My students in the Forsyth Center are excited about it because on the resume, Institute looks more professional than school. And school implied that we serve children, which we don't. We serve people 14 and over. So, and then the visually impaired component is more politically correct. And also we have a low vision focus program now. So we wanted to include people with visual impairment in the title. So now we have a new name, but we're still Hadley.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you wound up at the Hadley School and your background?
Sure. So I have worked in many different areas. I've worked in nonprofit project management. I've worked for the city of Chicago, and I've done some legislative lobbying. I worked for Freedom Scientific as a Midwest regional sales manager. I was with Freedom for about 8 years, and Hadley was my customer. So I had heard about the launch of the Forsyth Center from my predecessor, Tom Babinski, who now works for IBM. And he told me about the center, and he said, if I ever leave my job, I'll let you know. And I thought, okay, people say things like that. You know, does he really mean it? And he meant it. And when he told me he was leaving for IBM, and I sort of watched the Forsyth Center develop over time, I thought, well, that's me, because I could bring my business development and sales experience, my experience in the blindness field. I have an MBA from the University of Chicago, and my focus was in entrepreneurship and strategic management and economics. Plus, I grew up in small business. I could bring my experience, life experience, professional experience to help other people who are blind. And it has really been a fun job. I've really found it to be rewarding. I'm continuously encouraged and motivated by our students and what they create and what they're willing to do with their talents.
And you actually gained all of this work experience being totally blind yourself.
Yes, yes. I've been totally blind since birth. I use speech and braille. So all of these things, yes, I did as a blind person. And I think that that puts me in a unique situation because I understand the challenges that we have in finding employment. I teach our finding employment class here. I have experienced probably most of the challenges that anyone has or will experience in finding work. And I can speak from that. I feel confident that I can say things to our students that maybe someone with sight can't say because they've never walked the walk and talked the talk, and I have. And I don't advise people to do anything that, you know, that I haven't done. So
fortunately, that's a pretty long list.
Yeah, I've done everything I wanted to do, but that's okay. You know, I certainly understand the challenges that our population faces, and but they could be overcome in many ways.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is how you can learn how to be a successful entrepreneur through training available at the Hadley Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship.
So for people who may not have heard our previous episode that we did on the Hadley School, maybe you can remind them a little bit about what the school is and what the mission is.
Yes, it's lifelong learning through distance education. And so we have courses that are online and in Braille, large print, talking book form. The Forsyth Center business program classes are online only, though.
Can you describe what the Forsyth Center does?
The Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship was started in 2011, and it was to address the unemployment rate that we have in our population, which is still staggeringly high. We thought we would give people incentive to start businesses, and we do that through our online business curriculum. So we have a series of classes that leads a person through the process of figuring out whether or not their product or service idea can be turned into a business. And it's self-discovery. So we don't tell people here whether or not they should be in business for themselves. They discover that through our courses. And we have a series that goes all the way from self-employment with a minimal investment, meaning are you a person who is cut out to be self-employed? Can you handle risk, ambiguity, irregular income streams? Do you have the discipline to work hard? You know, when you work for yourself, you work much harder than you do when you work for someone else. Do you have the resources to get the assistance you need to be self-employed? So, for example, if you need transportation, do you have the funds and the resources to make that happen, to go out and actually sell and advertise your product and service? So it looks at all of that, and then we go into market research, marketing plan, financial plan, and business plan. So it walks a person through the process of developing their product and service idea and figuring out if it is marketable, you know, meaning do people really care about it? Does it solve a problem? Does it fulfill a need in the market? And what is your market? And is it a viable venture? If you turn it into a business, is it sustainable? So that's what we do here at the Foresight Center. And it's a very practical approach to developing business acumen.
And what other topics are covered in these programs?
We have courses in marketing and accounting and tax, insurance, forms of ownership, networking. So we have courses in all areas of business and also in employment. So if a person through the process of self-discovery figures out that, as I like to say, they have no business being in business, or they need to go gain some industry experience in the field where they want to start their business, well, then we have a class on finding employment, which teaches a person all about interviewing and the ADA and preparing a resume and figuring out the types of jobs that they might be good at or the career interests that they have. And then we have courses in things like business writing, business communications, customer service basics, the basics of sales. We have a new one on strategies to connect with social media that talks about LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and figuring out which social network is most suitable for you in your business. So we really try to cater to both the self-employment and employment side of things.
Do you grant degrees or certificates, or do students just take these courses for the pleasure of learning and the practical knowledge that they want to apply to their businesses and employment?
It's not a university program. It's for someone who has a product or service idea. They may not have any sense of a business mindset, because as we know, a business mindset is not something we're born with. It's something you have to learn and develop. And so the courses give people that opportunity to learn about business without going to a college or university program.
How many students do you figure you have in the Foresight Center at any given time?
Our students come and go, and many students at Hadley are lifelong students. So we've served about 2,500 students in some way in the Foresight Center, but we've had about 5,000 enrollments. So we have some students that take all of our classes, and we have some that just, if they need to focus on marketing, then they take the marketing series. So it's very practical in that way, that you can take what you need. And a lot of what I do is I counsel students on what to take based on their business and employment goals.
You said that all of the courses are internet-based, which I assume means that they're self-paced.
Yes.
Can you give people a feel for how big of a commitment they're making if they sign up for a course? Is this 2 hours or 50 hours?
Okay, so we have courses and we have one lesson modules. The courses are anywhere from 6 to 12 lessons. So self-employment, like I spoke about, finding employment, business law, leadership, those are all long courses. Person might do a lesson a week, depending on how much time they have to dedicate to their studies. But the modules in the Foresight Center, many of the self-employment classes, are one lesson courses. So you figure you might have maybe 80 pages of reading. It might be divided into 4 or 6 sections. So you could, a person could do a module in a couple of days.
So on average, how long does this program take, and what do people wind up with at the end?
Well, the program doesn't have a set amount of time, because people can take whatever classes that they want. If they're taking the beginning recommended classes, anywhere from self-employment to the business plan, it might take them maybe 2-3 months. And what they'd end up with at the end is an understanding of a business plan, the components that are in it, and how to develop those components, and whether or not they actually have a product or service that they can turn into a business.
So you don't actually grant certificates or diplomas. You basically impart knowledge, and then people have the skills that they need to go on and do whatever it was they intended to do.
Yes, that's correct for the general FCE. Now, for Randolph Shepherd, we do have some certificate programs.
Especially for our overseas listeners who may not have heard of the Randolph Shepherd Act, that's a United States federal law which mandates giving a priority to blind people to operate vending facilities on federal property.
And what certificates do you grant for the Randolph Shepherd Program?
We do have an Entrepreneur of Excellence certificate program for blind vendors that they can get a certificate that shows that they completed a prescribed set of Hadley business courses, and they can use that certificate toward their upward mobility requirements in their state. And the certificate, though, is actually granted by the National Association of Blind Merchants. You know, the other thing that we offer at the Forsyth Center is the Business Enterprise Program Licensee Training, which we call BEPLT. And that is also for people who want to become vendors in the Randolph Shepherd Program. And that's an online business and food service management courses that we offer here. And state VR programs pay for people to go through the online classes. And they also can get a certificate when they complete that program from National Association of Blind Merchants. So they've hired us to be a third-party vendor to develop and administer that curriculum. And we have 10 states right now with business enterprise programs that are using this curriculum that we've developed. And so it's up to the individual state business enterprise programs to provide the hands-on training and the local regulations that are needed to have a vending location in that state. We don't get into that. We just provide the online portion of the training.
So I'm wondering if you can give us an idea of who the people are who go through this program and take these courses. What kind of background are they likely to have? What are they looking to accomplish?
Okay, so going back to the general FCE outside of Randolph Shepherd, our students are all ages. Many of the students, we just hosted a business competition. We called it the Hadley New Venture Competition. And many of our students who applied for the business competition were people who, some were blind all their life, but some were sighted and had careers that they could no longer maintain with a visual impairment. They came to the Forsyth Center, took our classes, and developed a business idea and applied for our competition. We have students who think they want to work for themselves and figure out that they can't or shouldn't work for themselves, and that's okay too. We don't consider that a failure. We consider that free education, that you learn something. You learned about yourself, what you need to do, and where you need to be.
That can sometimes be better than learning the hard way.
Yes, yes. We're all at different places in this life, and sometimes we have to figure out through our own self-discovery where we belong based on our strengths and weaknesses and our experience and what we have to offer and the resources that we have or don't have. And this is a very inexpensive way to find out whether or not you should be in business.
And what kind of ventures have some of your previous participants gone on to?
I mean, I can tell you about the three people who were awarded cash prizes in our business competition. We have a lady who is in the voiceover business, and she's in over 30 countries, and she provides voiceover work to companies. So she brings their product or service to life through her voice. Yeah, she wants to train other people who are blind to get into this business, to learn how to do voiceovers, how to find work, how to produce their own work and market their product, their voice to companies. There's a lot of work in this field, apparently. We have another lady who started a business called Back Office Solutions, and she provides services to micro entrepreneurs in the way of payroll services, human resources, legal services, answering services to people who have small businesses and they cannot afford or do not have the need to hire someone full time. Another lady is in the aquaponics business. So she grows herbs and fish and sells them to local restaurants and grocers in the Twin Cities area. So those are our three finalists, ladies who were awarded cash prizes. I also have a student who opened a spa in medical massage. I have someone who has an offsite data storage business. We have people who are publishing their books and trying to create their own brand for themselves in that way. Someone who has a wine bar, people who want to open restaurants, all kinds of businesses, everything. It's very fascinating to see what people come up with. It was probably the most exciting part of this competition is seeing all of the business models that people submitted.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge variety of businesses that people are interested in starting. But you mentioned this competition, which I gather is an annual event. Can you describe the competition?
Well, we want it to be an annual event. This was the first one that we've ever done at Hadley. And basically, we asked our students to submit a business plan to tell us about their product or service and justify the need for capital. You have to be blind or visually impaired to participate in this competition. Not only do you have to be that, but you have to be the principal owner. We required a person to be a Hadley student. So if they weren't already, they could sign up and just take one Forsyth module. And they did in many instances. There were people that heard about us through various blindness publications or blindness organizations, and they have never been a Hadley student, but they had this great business idea. So they took a course from Hadley and applied. And then we had other students who have been working on business concepts along with us and decided that they wanted to submit their plan. So we didn't know what we were going to get when we launched this competition. We didn't know who was out there, what was out there, if anyone would apply. And what we discovered was really interesting. There are a lot of blind people out there and people with low vision who have businesses, and they're not necessarily connected to the greater blindness community, but they are out there running their businesses, living their lives. And I was really encouraged by that because some people have never taken a Hadley course because they've not had a need to. But we've brought some of our applicants in as students now, and they're seeing that we have a lot to offer them that they didn't know existed. So it goes two ways. We didn't know about them and they didn't know about us. And I think it is a win for everybody.
You said there were cash prizes. Who sponsored the cash prizes?
Thank you for asking. It was the Bernard Newcomb Foundation. Bernie Newcomb is the founder of E-Trade, and he's blind. I told him I wanted to start this competition. I said, if we're going to be a reputable business program, we need a competition, because many of the business schools in this country have business competitions, new venture challenges, things of that nature. And I wanted one not only to bring credibility to this program and add another dimension to the Forsyth Center, but I also wanted an incentive for people who are blind out there to say, I have this idea, I've been thinking about it, now I really have a possible cash incentive to actually do this. And that's what happened. The cash award prizes that we gave to the awardees, receiving this money will allow them to launch their businesses. We gave them what they need to launch their business. And that, to me, is the most exciting and most impactful part of this competition.
So these sound like tremendous programs, and people can come out of these programs with a lot of useful information for starting a business or deciding whether or not to go into business. You know, Nancy and I wander around town often. We see these businesses fail or people going out of business. And, you know, there's usually some obvious reasons why it happens. And people think it's easy to start a business or go into business on their own. But I think there's a lot that people don't know about starting businesses. They need to understand these tools and how to run a business.
That's exactly what we're here to help them do.
Now for this week's final item, how to get more information about the Hadley Institute, their Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship, and their annual New Venture Competition.
So where can people go to find out more information about the Hadley Institute, the competition, and some of the other programs that you offer?
Okay, so for general Hadley Institute information, you could call Student Services at 800-526-9909. You could visit our website at hadley.edu and get on our mailing list to receive our newsletter. So you'll hear all about what's going on at Hadley, and the competition will certainly be advertised in there. If you want specific information about the Forsyth Center, the courses we offer, you can go right to hadley.edu/business. And there you can see our course listings, our seminars and recordings, our online business directory, which are other people who are blind who are in business for themselves that have agreed to be mentors to would-be entrepreneurs. And if you want to ask me specific questions about the Forsyth Center or a course of study for you in business, you can email me at Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, at hadley.edu. And I'd be happy to help you. And you could just reference Eyes on Success in the subject line of your email.
And do you have a social media presence?
Hadley does have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page.
So if somebody wants to participate in next year's competition, when should they start looking for materials from Hadley?
I hope to get the announcement out about the next competition in January of 2017. So if you are on our list or connected to the community, you'll see, I'm sure, some announcement somewhere, but you can check our website at that point and see if it's up there. Right now, there's nothing up there because the competition's over, but the website for it would be hadley.edu/NVC for New Venture Competition.
And how do people get on your list if they want to participate in the competition next year?
You can contact Student Services Department here at Hadley, 800-526-9909, or you can go onto our website and apply, and you can receive our newsletter, and you would get the announcement that way. We also put it out through the blindness community in as many channels as we can.
So for anybody interested in finding out more about some of these programs or getting involved in next year's competition, you can find links to all of the resources that she mentioned in our show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. In addition, you know, we have that search tool on our website, and if you put in words like career, employment, jobs, you'll find many more episodes where we talked about how to find jobs, the ins and outs of employment, and even some interviews with blind professionals in some jobs that you may not think that blind people might be doing. In particular, we talked with Bonnie Mosen last week about the ins and outs of finding a job as a visually impaired person and the special barriers and issues that they may run into. So check out the search tool and last week's show.
That's it for show number 1633. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about accessibility assistance available from Microsoft. You may not have known this, but Microsoft offers a special service by which people with disabilities can obtain free, personalized technical help with Microsoft products. We'll speak with Neil Barnett, leader of the Disability Answer Desk, about that program and other resources and services they offer to the visually impaired using screen readers or other adaptive technologies. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.